Welcome to Missouri Corn Talk, your go-to weekly agriculture podcast, delivering fast, reliable updates on market development efforts, ethanol demand, and the issues shaping today's corn industry. I'm your host, David Geiger. Today, we're talking about a part of the U.S. agricultural infrastructure that is absolutely an important part of your marketing plan, trade with Mexico and Canada. The National Corn Growers Association is partnering with 40 ag groups to launch a new coalition focused on protecting and renewing the U.S.-Mexico-Canada Agreement, better known as the USMCA. Those two countries are the largest customers for U.S. corn, and with the agreement entering a formal review, there's a lot at stake for growers. Joining us now is Gretchen Cook, an economist with the National Corn Growers Association, to walk us through what numbers are really going on and why this review process is important for agriculture. Gretchen, thank you so much for your time today. And let's just start off with that big picture. For growers hearing about USMCA and trade policy, what is this agreement doing for U.S. corn farmers?
The USMCA is really the gold standard as far as trade agreements go. It's a really, really important part of our export program. We've had record corn export outlook this year, and the USMCA agreement is a huge, huge part of that. When you talk about a relationship, a trade relationship that makes sense geographically, economically, strategically, you can't really get a better example than the USMCA. And as an economic report released this week shows, that this is a big deal for the entire agricultural economy, corn growers, but also rural economies and communities too, having some knock-on effects that the stability and success of this agreement really underpins for our corn growers.
So tell me then about this new coalition that just formed, 40 ag groups with the National Corn Growers Association. What was the tipping point there? What made you all say we need to speak up and organize?
Well, David, as you probably know, it's sometimes tricky to get everybody in ag to be singing from the same songbook. But as you said, we have 40 groups that have all agreed that USMCA needs to be renewed, is incredibly important to our agricultural economy, and we want that consistency going forward. And this was a hallmark achievement of President Trump's first term, has been a great success for the agriculture industry. And recently there have been some comments, some suggestions about what the future of USMCA looks like. As USMCA enters its review mandated in the agreement in July, this coalition, the Ag Coalition for USMCA, wants to make sure that, that agreement is still there and still functioning and still continued for our agricultural economy.
Let's go over the economic analysis as well. There's some pretty massive numbers, as you've mentioned, in terms of the importance of the U.S.'s relationship with our neighbors. So what stood out the most for you specifically when you look at the impact on jobs, wages, and all that economic activity that's tied to agriculture?
I think when you look at the numbers, especially USMCA compared to other trade opportunities we have, other opportunities in the ag economy, I think value added really stands out. The things we ship a lot of bulk commodities, but we also have opportunities to ship beef and pork and ethanol and some of those high value industrial products, processed food products, horticulture products, etc. And so when you look at the value that's being returned for farmers from this agreement, it really stands out as a prime opportunity and a prime example of what happens when trade is moving efficiently across borders.
The report says $1 of exports creates $2.50 in economic activity. Put that in more farmer terms. How is that impacting the farm and what folks grow?
So when we think about, you know, we have our exports and our value of corn, but that's just more than that one specific dollar amount or the value of that product. You're looking at what that's driving your community as well. So, you know, what you're purchasing, that's that value added. So if someone is purchasing equipment, that's having a knock-on or roll-on effect throughout your community as well to help support the rest of the industry, to help support communities, to keep farmers and ranchers and those associated agribusinesses in business, operating, and profitable.
Let's dive more into corn and its impact within the realm of USMCA. Mexico, Canada, as you said, mentioned a couple times, important to keep mentioning to emphasize it, is the top customer of the U.S. How important to you is that demand and why it's important to maintain certainty around this trade deal.
Oh, I can't underscore the importance enough of these two markets, the U.S. Agricultural Export Program and balance sheet. Last year in the calendar year, we did about 40% of our corn exports to Mexico and about 40% of our ethanol exports to Canada. And so this is incredibly important from a numbers perspective, right? Looking at that, especially when you look at all the value-added products too, your DDGs, your pork, your beef, all of those products. This is a really, really important part of having stability in those markets and being able to rely on and build those relationships. Especially, we have a competitive edge there, right? We have great transportation. We have integrated infrastructure that's moving those corn and corn products across those borders. So it makes a lot of sense. It's a lot of stability, and it's something we want to have continue, especially when you talk about, farmers are making planting decisions and marketing decisions a year in advance. Having the assurance of having those massive trade markets and our partners in Canada and Mexico is really important when you look to the future.
Let's break down this formal review period that's on the way. What are some outcomes of that review, and what are farmers watching for?
We have quite a few options. NCGA and our coalition is pushing for a 16-year renewal. Again, we want that certainty. We want to be able to continue to making those investments with the certainty that is on the horizon. If it is not renewed for the full 16 years, there's the possibility of having serial annual reviews. So we're coming up on this one-year review, but that could happen every year outlook as we revisit that. Of course, we're putting a lot of resources, a lot of time, and a lot of uncertainty into that. So that's not an ideal scenario. Another option is renegotiation. So cracking this open into really a Pandora's box and opening it, something that's been suggested and has gotten a lot of steam is bilateral agreements. So doing an agreement with Canada and the United States and then Mexico and the United States, and then possibly a Canada-Mexico agreement. That loses a lot of the efficiency of having this agreement. When you have all three countries at the table, you have a highly integrated system, you get rid of a lot of those inconsistencies and inspections and standards. You have duty-free movement. So when you're making a decision, you know that I can go to any market and you can have some competition happening there. And you have some efficiency in the prices that farmers are getting, but also the prices that consumers are getting. The last option is withdrawal. We could have this go downhill pretty fast, up in the air a little bit at the whether President Trump has the authority to unilaterally withdraw or what the legal challenges to that would be without requiring congressional approval. So there's a lot of options up in the air that we'll be watching for, advocating for, but that July is really going to drive, again, the potential for up to 16 years of either certainty or uncertainty.
Now, if you are a corn farmer listening in and thinking, what can I do about this? What would you like to share? And what are things they can do to support the certainty and making certain the USMCA?
Call your congresspeople, call your policymakers, of course, be active in talking about that. The coalition has a grassroots effort that is just went live. And so farmers are welcome to go and sign on to that letter to President Trump, telling them what USMCA means for their operations and how important it is for them. And like the economic report we looked at mentions, this is bigger than just corn farmers or agriculture. Talk to your folks who are growing different crops, your beef cattle producers, your pork producers, people in your community that are impacted by this. Have those conversations, do your education, and realize how big of a deal this is, and be willing to share your thoughts and your feelings on this and how it impacts you.
Gretchen Cook is an economist with the National Corn Growers Association. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, David. Appreciate it.
And thank you for listening with Missouri Corn Talk. I'm your host, David Geiger. This podcast is made possible by the Missouri Corn Merchandising Council and the Missouri Corn Growers Association. Learn more about the programs working on your behalf at mocorn.org or on our social channels.